Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The LGBTQ attempt to bankrupt Christians. We're going to be talking about it on a case now pending at the United States Supreme Court. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, just a little background here. In 2015, Kim Davis, who was the former Kentucky Rowan County clerk, stood up against the recent decision of Obergefell and said, I cannot, because of my religious faith, cannot sign a same-sex marriage license.
Yes, and she asked for an accommodation, and the accommodation was very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Remove her name from the license. And they already had an accommodation in place if somebody objected to a hunting and fishing license,
right,
of all things.
Right, that's the absurd thing.
If you didn't
thing.
Want to issue a hunting or fishing license for conscience reasons, you could opt out and somebody else could do it. But she asked for an accommodation to have her name off the certificate, which, by the way, later on she did receive that accommodation. We'll talk about that. But you have two angry men, both of them named David. The case is Ermold versus Davis, Kim Davis. And they're trying to bankrupt Kim Davis because they hate her Christian faith. And they have said so. And they've said so in multiple venues.
You know, but the thing is, if you only knew Kim Davis, I mean, I remember one of them was running for her position, wasn't it? And she sat
David
down
Ermold.
And helped him go through the paperwork. I mean, would a hateful person do something like that?
Yeah, if they sat down and took time to talk to Kim Davis, she
yeah.
is a very humble, mild, meek individual who loves the Lord. And loves everybody.
Yeah, she has same-sex friends, but they know how she believes.
She even mentioned that she had friends that, you know, were in lesbian relationship, and
right.
they knew her position. She knew they were in that position.
But she loves them as
but
Christ
she loves
loved
them,
everyone.
And she's
yeah.
not going to compromise her religious views over that issue, but she loves everybody. And she would not sign her name on a document giving authority under her name to a marriage relationship that God does not design.
And that's not really a marriage anyway. It's a union, if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
but
so she asked for a very simple accommodation, and the two Davids, they were not even planning to get quote-unquote married. They read about Kim Davis on social media. Then they went down there with their cell phone, and they tried to intimidate her, and they videotaped their intimidation of her.
And they brought media with them.
And they brought media, and then they put it up on social media, and it went viral, and that landed them two interviews with GQ magazine in December of 2015, within 5 months of this case beginning. And they said in that interview they had no thought about getting quote-unquote married until they saw Kim Davis, and then they decided, well, let's go ahead and do this. And they targeted her. They could have gone any place. In fact, David Ermold would pass by a clerk's office on his way to work. Every day he would go to work. He could have stopped in there and gotten a license.
That was closer to him than her office.
Right, but he wanted it from her with her name on it. He wanted her name on the license. Why? Because he wanted to mock her Christian faith. And so this case began in July of 2015, right after the Obergefell opinion came down on June 26, 2015, 5-4 opinion, that Chief Justice John Roberts soundly criticized in a dissent, along with Thomas, Alito, and Scalia. And this case came down, and she simply asked for an accommodation. And until she got the accommodation, she stopped issuing all licenses. The president of the Senate, of the state Senate, issued an amicus brief in favor of Kim Davis, saying Kim was right not to issue any licenses because once the Supreme Court issued its opinion, it shredded the laws of Kentucky, and that she would not be able to do anything until mm-hmm. the legislature came in to act and fix the legislation.
And there was other people in her office that were able to issue licenses.
And so in September, well, she was sent to jail by the judge because she refused to issue any licenses. The judge then brought the other clerks up and threatened them that they would go to jail. She went to jail for 6 days. They returned to work, and when they returned to work, one of them issued a license to the Ermolds, and they got their license. So
you think they would be happy and go on their merry way?
Right. They got their license. Yeah. Kim had spent 6 days in jail.
They wanted vengeance.
And then in December of 2015, she gets an exemption by executive order from the newly elected Republican governor, Matt Bevins. Mm-hmm. And then in April of 2016, all clerks get an exemption. The executive order is put into statute in April of 2016 and signed by the governor and goes into law in 2016. So she gets exactly what she wants. So no clerk in Kentucky now needs to have their name on a marriage license so they can have their name removed. And in fact, when the license was issued to these two Davids in September while she was in jail, the clerks in her office, or the clerk in her office that issued it, actually struck out her name, wrote through her name, because Kim Davis had already done that. She had gone there and struck through her name. So those were the licenses. The Davids complained. They said, this is altering the marriage licenses. And the governor that would not give her an accommodation, the Democrat governor at the time that was in office, the Democrat governor said, no, these are in substantial compliance and they're valid. So Kim Davis asked to have her name removed. The judge would not grant her a religious accommodation, threw her in jail. While she's in jail, a marriage license is issued with her name struck through. The Davids complain. The governor that would not grant the accommodation originally said, that's okay. The marriage license is fine without her name on it. He could have done that earlier, but mm-hmm. he didn't want to. Kim Davis then gets an accommodation by executive order in December with the new governor. And then she gets the unanimously passed legislation in April of 2016. And now it's the law. So why is this case still going on? They got their license. She got the accommodation that she wanted. And it's now a part of statute. Well, because the two Davids continued to press this case. Originally, they sued her in her official capacity as clerk. And then they decided to try to strip her of the governmental immunity and go after her as an individual. And this is mm-hmm. where we began.
And there was another couple that sued her as well.
That's right. Their tactic is to bankrupt and punish Christians. And so they came after her as an individual. And then we went to a jury trial in 2023, two juries sitting in the same courtroom. I never had this in 38 years of practice, where you have two juries in the same courtroom at the same time listening to the same evidence, and they go to deliberate at the same time, and they come back and they give different verdicts. One jury came back with zero damages. The other jury came back inexplicably with $50,000 for the two Davids, $100,000 total. And then the judge tacked on $260,000 in attorney's fees. And this is against Kim Davis individually.
But there were no damages, nothing, zero.
No, they had no out-of-pocket, no medical treatment, no psychological treatment. Nothing.
Didn't lose a job.
They didn't lose their job.
Didn't anything.
They have no damages. Zero. They only claim that they had their feelings hurt.
You know, I think the court really needs to address this, because that means every time you feel offended by somebody, you're going to take them to court and sue them for everything?
I think this case is a very important case. When you have a case that is based upon what's called emotional distress, and you're seeking damages for emotional distress.
But that's all perception. What do you perceive as your emotional distress?
Well, typically you need objective evidence.
Right. You lost a job. You lost something.
You can't sleep. You know, you're throwing up all the time. You're going to psychological counseling. You're spending all... You got to have some kind of objective evidence. But when you have a claim for emotional distress, especially when it's not accompanied by any objective criteria like this, and you're filing suit, what you're saying is that what you said or did caused me to have hurt feelings, and therefore you ought to pay damages to me. Well, that significantly impacts the First Amendment right to free speech. There's a case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Schneider versus Phelps case. It involved the Westboro Baptist Church picketing a military funeral. I wouldn't recommend this, and certainly it was despicable what they did. But they didn't touch anybody. They were on the sidewalk. It was awful what they did, but nevertheless, they got sued for emotional distress damages, got a big jury verdict against them, went to the Supreme Court. They said, wait a minute, that implicates First Amendment. The Supreme Court said, you're right. We filed an amicus brief in this case in support of the First Amendment issues. We said, we don't support what they did, but we do support the First Amendment. And the court agreed with us. And they ultimately won under the First Amendment. Kim Davis should be protected by the First Amendment at a minimum. And Obergefell, which started this mess, should be overturned. Pray for the case. It's now at the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court will review it later this fall. Continue to pray for Kim Davis in this case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.